Welcome to Polo Grounds in New York, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the New York Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lloyd Wehner. Batting second. The left fielder, Woody Jensen. Batting third. The first baseman, Paul Wehner. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Arky Vaughn. Batting fifth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Dickshot. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Lee Handley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Pep Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Brandt. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ed Brandt. For the New York Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The third baseman, Luke Chiazza. Batting third. The center fielder, Jimmy Ripple. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Mel Ott. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Johnny McCarthy. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gus Mancuso. Batting 8th. The second baseman, Burgess Whitehead. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Harry Gumbert. Pitching for the New York Giants, Harry Gumbert. And now, play ball. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Chiazza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza hits a line drive into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Handley settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert throws the ball towards first to get the runner. He throws it away into right field. Ott throws it back to Chiazza, who tags the runner out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Dickshot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshot hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Todd moves to second. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott hits a line drive into right field. Dickshot settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Wehner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt hits a fly ball into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops it up and throws to first, with Gumbert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead takes first base on ball 4. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Whitehead. The throw from Todd and he is safe. Whitehead steals second. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel takes first base on ball 4. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. Chiazza hits a fly ball into left field. Jensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 0 for 1 in the game. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCarthy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wehner for the out. Jensen moves to second. One out. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Davis. Vaughn reaches second base with a double. Jensen scores. It's 1 to nothing, Pirates. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and has Vaughn trapped. There's the throw to Chiazza who throws to Bartel, who tags Vaughn for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 1 in the game. Dickshott hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 0 for 1 in the game. Ott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarthy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Davis moves to third. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. Mancuso takes first base on ball 4. McCarthy moves to second. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Whitehead hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis scores. McCarthy scores. Mancuso moves to third. It's 2-1, Giants. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 1 in the game. Gumbert hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Handley fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 1 in the game. Handley bunts towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 1 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Brandt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandt is 0 for 1 in the game. Brandt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Giants 2, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Bartel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza bunts towards the mound. Brandt fields it and throws to first for the out. Bartel moves to second. One out. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripple hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Dick Schott. Ripple reaches second base with a double. Bartel scores. It's 3-1, Giants. Joe Bowman now pitching. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ott hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 2 in the game. Wehner hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mancuso settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Giants 3, and the Pirates 1. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Wehner. McCarthy moves to second. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner juggles the ball. That's an error on Wehner. McCarthy moves to third. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Whitehead hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McCarthy scores. There goes Mancuso trying to get to third. Dickshott throws the ball into Young, who tags Mancuso for the out. One out. It's 4-1, Giants. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman fires to first and picks off Whitehead. Two outs. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 0 for 2 in the game. Gumbert hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Giants. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Handley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 1. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn takes first base on ball 4. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Vaughn moves to second. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0 for 2 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 0 for 2 in the game. Handley hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Ripple, who is chasing the ball. Handley reaches third base with a triple. Vaughn scores. It's 5-2, Giants. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0 for 2 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Chiazza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 2 in the game. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vaughn can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jimmy Ripple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ripple is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ripple bunts towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Chiazza moves to second. One out. Mel Ott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Ott strikes out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Young fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman takes first base on ball 4. Lloyd Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to first for the out. Bowman moves to second. One out. Woody Jensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jensen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jensen hits a fly ball into center field. Ripple settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Bowman moves to third. Paul Wehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wehner is 0-for-3 in the game. Wehner hits a line drive towards the mound. Gumbert reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Giants will come to bat. Johnny McCarthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarthy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. McCarthy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Wehner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCarthy for the out. One out. Gus Mancuso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mancuso is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Mancuso hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Burgess Whitehead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehead is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Whitehead hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Harry Gumbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gumbert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Gumbert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Whitehead moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Whitehead moves to third. Gumbert moves to second. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bartel hits a pop-up towards first. Wehner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Giants 5, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Arky Vaughn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gumbert fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott is 0-for-3 in the game. Dickshott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitehead fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Lee Handley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Handley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Handley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dickshott moves to third. Pep Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-3 in the game. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Giants, 5, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 2. Goodbye from Polo Grounds in New York.